Bezos Hashem Yisbarach, the halacha topic from Daf Vav in Maseches Moed Katan is quite an important one. We are in the summer prior to Shemitah. We are now the summer of Tavshin Ayin Dal, prior to Shemitah, Shnas Tavshin Ayin Hey, and there are many in Eretz Yisrael who are calculating how they are allowed to maintain their gardens during the year of Shemitah, what type of watering and irrigation is permissible, and what is not, and how to go about doing it. We will touch on some of the basic issues and give the basic outline for many of the shailas that come up through the prism of today's daf. Actually, today's daf is one of the most important mikoros within the Rishon in regards to watering one's field during Shemitah. On Vav Amibes, about 6 or 7 lines before the Mishnah of Tzadin, we have a brisa that the Rambam paskins like. And the Rambam qualifies this brisa, Marbitzin Bein B'moed Bein B'Shvius, that one is allowed to sprinkle, as described as well in the Mishnah in Shvius, Perek Beis Mishnah Yud, interestingly, like the Shita of Rabbi Shimon, unlike Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, who appears as well in our daf, and that is one is allowed to sprinkle a field, a wheat field, during Shvius. Now, what exactly is the heter that one is allowed to do in regards to a wheat field? And here, Tosis raises 2 different traditions within Shitas Rashi. In fact, this point opens up a sidebar, a historical sidebar. There is a lot of question in regards to whether the Rashi and Moed Katan is really Rashi altogether. For example, this Tosis quotes Rashi on our Mishnah, which we don't have. So there seems to be that some of the Rishonim had other traditions of Rashi that is not necessarily in front of us, and this has been discussed by historians, histories of Torah. Tosis points out from our Rashi and our Gemara, it would seem, Rashi Dibar Maschil Litarbutze, that when you're allowed to sprinkle, sprinkling is a small amount of water. And that amount of water can be sprinkled, adds the Chazon Ish, in Simin Tes Zayin Oz Gimel, even if the field is not subject to harm. In other words, even if the field will not die, you could still sprinkle the field. Tosis points out, though, that Rashi, his tradition of Rashi on the Mishnah, that Rashi allows even for a full watering of a field during Shemitah, even if the field would not be damaged, if it did not receive the water. According to that tradition of Rashi, the Tosis Yom Tov points out in the beginning of the Masechta, even though the Mishnah says, Mashkin Beis Hashlachin, and we all know from our Masechta that a Beis Hashlachin are those fields that need to be watered, versus a Beis Abal, which does not need to be watered. When our Mishnah says, Mashkin Beis Hashlachin B'moed U'B'Shvius, it does not mean to say that you can't water a Beis Habal on Shemitah. You only can't water a Beis Habal during Chol HaMoed. Explains the Tosis Yom Tov that this fascinating position, which ultimately Tosis seems to side with, Tosis says, Adorama nearly, that really the halacha is that you're allowed to be irrigating and watering both a Beis Habal as well as a Beis HaShalchin on Shvius. And the fact that our Mishnah and Brisa uses the expression Marbitza when it comes to Stei Lavan, the Brisa in front of us on Vavam Beis, as well as the Lashon of the Mishnah and Shvius in Beis Yud, is only because that was the general expression that was used for a Stei Lavan. Generally, it's described as harbatza, but you could do a full-fledged hashkah. What would the difference be between Chol HaMoed and Shvius? So the Tosis Yom Tov in Aleph Aleph explains, based on the Yerushalmi in Moed Katan, that when it comes to Chol HaMoed, like we saw in the beginning of our Masechta on Daf Dalid, the prohibition of Chol HaMoed is tircha. And since the prohibition is not to be matriach too much, to be mashke is something that requires a lot of tircha, and the only time we allow in our Mishnah is in a case of a hefsid. But if there is no hefsid, it will not be permissible. However, according to the position that Tosa seems to like within Rashi, in his tradition of Rashi on the Mishnah, that does not apply during Shemitah, and since it's not considered a malacha bikarka, you're not doing a malacha in the ground, watering is not considered a malacha bikarka, it could very well be that during Shemitah, watering, even if it was not b'makom hefsid, would be permissible as well. However, halacha l'maisa, we do not follow this position. The Rambam in Perek Aleph Halacha Yud expressly writes that we're allowed to do hashka'a even though watering is a tolada. However, the Rambam says that it is permissible because we do not want the ground of Eretz Yisrael to sour. Shetasa ha'aretz malecha. Hence, b'makom hefsid, some poskim argue, b'makom hefsid gadol, in the case of a real hefsid, the Rambam says the Isser D'Rabban of Hashkah could be done. You could question whether this applies to other Isurei D'Rabbanan. If there is a hefsid, then automatically it would be permissible. That is discussed amongst the poskim, but that's not our topic for today. When it comes to watering, says the Rambam, only b'makom hefsid is going to be permissible. Hence, the Rambam himself differentiates between watering a base hashlachin and a base habal. And the Chazon Ish paskens this way. Again, in Tezayin Dalit, the Chazon Ish says that you may water fields where rainwater is insufficient during Shemitah, as well as any feed or field or plant which will be irreparably harmed, that you could water. But therefore, any other watering that is there to make the tree look nicer, even though we saw that according to many positions on the blot from the Tosas and Rashi, one could argue that it would be permissible. Nevertheless, the Rambam paskins not that way, and in fact, points out the Tosas Yom Tov, the Rambam is really the simple reading of the beginning of Maseches Moikaton. Mashkin beis hashlochin b'moedu b'shvias. You're only allowed to irrigate the beis hashlochin. Mashma beis habal, which doesn't need it, would be prohibited. That beis habal would be prohibited. And that is how we follow the halacha. Now, because of this, I have a neighbor, a Talmud Chacham as well, who is gifted in mathematics. He made what seemed to me, math is not my passion, and he calculated all the details that appear in the Sefer Mishpatei Aretz, Perek Dalid, Oz Vav. Take a look at footnote 10 over there, with all of the details of how to calculate how much water the Mishpatei Aretz assumes that one can give to one's garden, that falls into this category of preventing from hefsid. I would just like to add that even though one should definitely follow that formula, a person should not be anxious if they give slightly more water than the formula that is developed over there recommends, for two reasons. Number one, according to most poskim, Shemitah Bizman Hazeh is unfortunately Derabbanan and not Daraisa. So Safek Derabbanan goes Lekula. And number two, we see that even though the Rambam paskins that a base habal is usher to be watered, and the only time there's a heter to water is b'makom hefsid, nevertheless, we see that there are many Rishonim who understand, based on our Gemara Marbitzin Stei Lavan B'Shvius, that you're allowed to water a wheat field just simply to improve the wheat and simply to improve a tree. We don't paskin this way, but it should be part of the radar when developing the halacha that there are many Rishonim that hold that it's mutter. Just an important footnote, svichin would be prohibited. Svichin are types of legumes and so on that are usher during Shviya, so those you're not allowed to water halacha l'maisa. However, we should point out in the other direction, since the most stringent position, as we saw before, is that marbitzin stei lavan b'shvias means only to sprinkle, it would be permissible, even if the tree doesn't need it, it would be permissible to sprinkle water, like the simple meaning of Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah and Shviz and Perek Beis Mishnah Yud, as well as the Brisa that we clearly paskin like, Marbitzin Stei Lavan B'Shvias, which says that it is permissible to sprinkle water. Finally, one more Ha'ara, which I think is a very, very important one as people are preparing for Shnas HaShmita and dealing with all of the halachos that come along with watering one's garden during Shemitah. There is a fascinating psak that is going around, which I was surprised that my friend Rav Effie Green showed me, has a source in one of the giants of Torah, Rav Elyashiv Zatzal, in his psakim that have just come out. I don't remember the exact name of the sefer. It's a blue sefer. I'm here in Chutz Laaretz. I don't have most of my sfarim with me. It's a blue sefer that has just come out with the psakim of Rav Elyashiv, which quotes, and it appears in the Mishpatei Aretz as well, that Rav Elyashiv was of the opinion that if one sets a time clock before Shemitah, now, before Shemitah, to irrigate one's field during Shemitah itself, in other words, a computer, a irrigated system that is working on a machine, and you press the button before Shemitah, and you set it in motion, and you don't adjust any of the buttons during Shemitah itself, then all of the prohibitions of watering do not apply. I found the Shita to be a tremendous, tremendous chidush. One could be mitzaref, I think, this heter, in cases of suffix, you're not sure how much water the land needs, and so on and so forth. But to say l'chatchila that you're now going to water the field l'chatchila in such a manner by simply getting around the fact that you're not doing the maisa on Shemitah itself seems to me to be a tremendous chiddush. Of course, Rav Elyashiv was aware of all the points that I'm about to make, and he attempts to deal with them, that the Sefer attempts to deal with them in quoting his psak. Nevertheless, I think the basic chakira needs to be emphasized in regards to Shemitah in discussing the Shaila, that the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Yud Da Beis argues that there are two components to the Chiyuv of Shemitah. One is the Chiyuv of Shemitah, which there is a Chovas Hagavra that we are not allowed to work the land. And then there is another part of the mitzvah, and that is v'shavsa ha'aretz, that there's a chiyuv that the Bailam have to make sure that their land rests during Shemitah. If that's so, I thought when I saw this psak, it's true that you're not doing a maisa malacha, but at the end of the day, you are having your land being watered during Shemitah itself, and in such a case, it would be prohibited to have that malacha being ascribed back to you during Shemitah, in the sense that your land is having that malacha of Hashkah, that Isur Derabbanan, being done on the field. I was thrilled to see that the Shailas Uchuvas Shevet Alevi, Rav Vosner, as well as Rav Nissen Karelitz make the same point, in Chelik Yud Simen Reish, the Shevet Alevi, and Rav Karelitz is in Chelik Aleph Amud Nun Beis Amud Beis, and therefore I am a little wary of encouraging people to rely on this heter halacha lemaisa. I think one should calculate how much water, as we argued earlier, you don't have to be machmir on the amount, but to estimate how much water would be necessary just in terms of preventing the vegetation and the trees and grass from dying, but to water it regularly, even through computer, seems to me to be a tremendous chiddush. V'amevin yavin, now that we mentioned earlier the Yerushalmi that says that's not considered avoda at all in the field when it comes to hashkah, Rav Moshe Feinstein develops this in a fascinating chiddush in Yardei Chelek Gimel, maybe it could very well be that that's also part of Rav Elyashiv's cheshbon in regards to hashkah, but either way, for the simple, straightforward lahalacha, where we're not looking for chidushim, although chidushim are very beautiful and there's a tremendous mitzvah for us to expound on them, nevertheless, in terms of halacha lemaisa, one should adjust, even if one is going to be watering one's lawn with a automatic sprinkle system, nevertheless, it should be adjusted based on the above halachos of watering one's field during Shemitah. This concludes the halacha from the Daily Daf on the Vav in Maseches Moed Katan.